Podtacular episode 100 centennial for the week of February
12th, 2007. Yeah!
Alright, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
This is George from Aeropods.com. Congratulations, Podtacular!
Hi, this is Gerald from GTA Warehouse. I'd like to congratulate Podtacular on the 100th episode.
Hey, it's John Picaro from Microsoft's Xbox community team and Gamerscore blog. Congratulations to Podtacular 100th episode. Right on.
Yo, this is Nelson Rodriguez from the Planet Xbox 360 podcast. I just want to congratulate Podtacular on your 100th episode, and I want to know where you're putting all that podcast money.
Hey, what's up? This is Thrills Killer from the XboxDomain.net, and we're here in Redmond, Washington, playing Halo 3. Oh, I mean Crackdown. Anyway, happy 100th episode, Podtacular.
Hey, this is Vicious696 from Uncle Gamer Radio, and I just want to congratulate Podtacular on the 100th episode.
Hey, this is Zammies from GamertagPix.com. I just want to congratulate you guys for the 100th episode.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast.
And episode 100.
Yeah.
I'm JV Bizzle.
I'm Algebra Cow.
This is Gemini Ace. I'm Painkiller 05.
Yeah!
We got a full crew here. Lots of folks from the community of Podtacular. Woot! And this is the special 100th episode edition of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, where we're going to be taking, we're going to be doing a little bit different stuff here. We are going to be playing some funny clips from past shows and voicemails. We're going to be giving out the Podtacular Awards, which are awards specifically for the related to the podcast there. And we're going to be looking ahead at Halo and Podtacular's future. So, got some good stuff coming up.
Yeah, this
might be a little longer
than
the normal show as well. So,
yeah, this show is going to be 5 hours long. So,
settle in. Strap on the catheter.
You wanted it to be like... Somebody said they wanted it to be 5 days long.
5 days long.
The Podtacular.
We're gonna sleep in shifts, so I'll take the first one. Good night.
I am JVB. This is day 4. I have not taken a bath. We ran out of food, so Gemini Ace volunteered to be eaten.
Rest in peace, my good friend. Rest in peace.
Really? We've all gained 30 pounds.
He is full of trans fat.
Oh, man.
Are you my doctor?
His meat was beer flavored.
Oh, man. Oh, well, man. Anyway, yeah, so we're all here. Let's get to, before we get on to some of the other stuff, let's start off with some clips from past shows and voicemails. Captain Crunk is narrating this one, so let's get to it. It's going to be good.
Go, Captain Crunk.
When Podtacular hit its 1 year anniversary last year, we decided it was time to take some chances, make some improvements. So we decided to go out into the larger gamer community. Have some new people on. Have some people from Bungie on. Have somebody on. Anybody. So, let's go back and look at the last 25 episodes and see just who we had, how we did. After that, stick around for the funny stuff.
This is Podtacular Update Episode 82, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, far superior to the official Halo Universe podcast, which you might have heard recently, but we're not going to talk about that. You may notice there's a slightly more British tone to it in this particular episode. That's because I've been invited as guest host. I'm Stuntmutt. Hello. I'm also here, of course, our Fumo Jive.
Hi.
I am Cocka Doodle Noob, a.k.a. JVB.
I'm Oil.
I'm Indutia Maris.
And I'm Xcardat.
I'm Laird from Sponsored Use Freeloaders.
And this is Tinkerbell23.
I'm Zerk Steech from Tide the Leader.
And this is Damien, Classic Damien from The Spartan Life.
And this is Fiber Optic from The Spartan Life.
I'm Dr. Tom. I'm Pankilla.
I'm Quality Jeffridge.
And this is Jublang.
I'm Sigapoose.
I'm Risk Pebla.
I am Keith from GamerCast Network.
I'm Bryn Gamer.
I'm the normal one, Indian Princess.
Chevelle 65.
I'm LOA Revelation.
I'm Immortal 3.
And this is Vicious 696.
And I'm Dweezil.
Crypto's in the his house.
Stigmatic.
Hey.
Face Sense here.
And Spawn 1118.
I'm Axel Thor.
I'm Doc120, what's up?
I'm Clonex talking from a paper tube.
I'm Night Shadow.
And I'm Sapajou.
I'm Blue Strike Tail.
And this is YouTube Mofo.
My name is Lone Banana Phone.
My name is Matt, and I work on Red vs. Blue.
And we have a special guest with us.
Yes. Yeah, KP, welcome.
And I'm Luke Smith. I don't have a cool handle. Like, I didn't make one up. It's a Transformer name.
Hey, this is Coffee from Gamertag Radio.
This is Nelson from Planet Xbox 360 Podcast.
And I'm Liquid Life.
And I'm Liquid Life's wife.
Nah.
And she was forever immortalized as Liquid Life's wife.
And
you
and me, Chris Palladino.
All right, that was our roll call. So now, let's take a look at some of the funnier moments, and maybe you'll finally catch up with some of those inside jokes that we always joke about that nobody seems to understand. Yeah, those. All right, check it out.
Something I hope that they have in Halo 3 is the ability to fly a pelican. Oh, pelican. Sounds familiar. I mean, think about it. Guarding your base, and ba-bam! An entire team of the enemies drops out of the sky and takes her flag. Ba-bam! And flies off in a pelican. I think it would be sweet as long as you were the guys dropping on the other team. LOL, little hustling ladies. Oh, hey, yes. Anyway, keep on fighting the fight, one soldier to a million others. Right on.
You
next
know,
soldier
from
truth.
Now on, when I melee somebody, I'm going to scream, ba-bam!
I think every time I fire, I'm going to say ba-bam.
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 Ba-bam. Ba-bam.
Oh, whenever they're guarding the base and then it would just show up with like five guys, they would be like, ba-bam.
I know, all at once.
Hey guys, ba-bam.
Nice. You should name a boy band called ba-bam.
I know.
Hi, I'm ba-bam the grunt.
Oh man, too bad they didn't have that in Fantasy Island.
Ba-bam, come here.
Ba-bam really wants you, baby.
Or instead of Shazam, they named him Bam.
Yeah. Be great, it's a bird named Ba-bam. It's a bird, it's a blade, it's Ba-bam.
It's Bam.
The response for everything now is ba-bam.
Oh, man. Right. Honey, we hit the lotto. Ba-bam! You must be bugging.
We hit the lotto, ba-bam. That'd be great. Hey, if anybody in here listening hits the lotto, man, you know what to say.
Yeah, man.
If you get a promotion, ba-bam!
Yeah. Buzz like, what? Never mind. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to make a candy ball called ba-bam. You bite into it, and then like 2 minutes later, you go, bam! That's a good candy bar.
Since they lost to Podtacular, Bungie will have a little titty bit in Halo 3. We're in the lead in the Scarab.
You just said titty bit?
What did it say?
Tidbit, dude.
Tidbit. Tiger uppercut.
Yeah, I saw a lot of those in Thailand.
Tiger uppercuts.
Yeah. People walking around going, tiger.
Tiger uppercuts.
You had to duck under him, man. It was crazy.
Tiger uppercut.
Oh, you go walking down the street and you're just like, hey, look, like tiger.
Tiger uppercut.
Tiger.
What did he do in the knee? Didn't he just like go, huh, or something like that?
I guess they couldn't figure out a cool sound effect for that in time. Okay,
no,
I think
the new one, he must just say like tiger. Everything's tiger, 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 tiger,
tiger, tiger need, tiger, get some food, tiger,
tiger butt plug.
What?
Tiger bam.
Hey guys, this is Herbert from Family Guy. You might know me as the old man who's always looking after Chris. Anyway, when I'm not over giving the young children delicious ice cream bars in my basement, I listen to Podtacular. Podtacular always makes my day. The young boys aren't always mowing my yard all the time, so I got a lot of free time when I'm not listening to Podtacular. When I do listen to Podtacular, all I can think about is thermo jazz and muscly, muscly muscles. Anyway, also, quality beverage, you need to put Brett Gamer in Weekly Porridge. Now, man, that guy is just so hilarious. Anyway, you guys, I just wanted to tell you that I love Podtacular. Keep on fragging trucks.
Well, let's start off with Tales from the Foxhole here. Starting off, we got one from Weenus Master, who says, "Hey guys, love the show. You do a great job." Weenus Master. That's a good name right there.
Yeah.
I'm the master of weenuses.
I'm the master of weenus. Fear me now. Weenuses bow before my feet.
My weenus army shall obey me. Okay, anyway.
Unbreaking believable.
Okay, Brent's Gamer says Halo 3 will indefinitely change the way we play Halo 3 in one or another. But what if Bungie put minigames into the epic conclusion of the Halo series? Yeah, it'd be pretty lame, but here are some of my ideas on the Halo 3 minigames.
All right, there you go, bro.
He's got a second game type here called Cortana's Whorehouse. And,
That's not what it says.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's Cortana.
You're fired.
I'm sorry. I'm packing the bags up. It's Cortana's Horse Adventures. Or, hey, well,
that was
a
Freudian slip right there, man.
That could be another game type, but let's talk to Bungie about that.
You go ahead, man. Good luck.
Sounds spooky. If you see Tube Lane and a new yacht, then you know.
Yeah. What's going on here, right? We bought him a yacht for sending in tips to Bob. Yeah.
I'm calling from my yacht. I just finished sailing for Swordfish, and I figured I'd send in a tip.
Hope you guys like it. It was worth it for me, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Ta-ta.
Pour me another glass, dude.
When hooking a swordfish, make sure.
I'm like, hey guys, I got a new radio, and I'm gonna play it for everybody to hear it.
And then he's on my team. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
Or you hear the cheesy techno music.
Yeah.
No. And you're like, shut up. And he's like, what? I can't hear you. My music's too loud. What?
The best is when they're on the other team and you know that. Yeah, you're like, all right, he's around. Let me just hide.
Wait. Yeah, exactly. He's coming out the store right now.
To run in the middle of the other team and just kill them all with his horrible voice.
And you're like, it's like, here he comes.
Yeah. And all the other teams like drop dead.
He comes running around the corner like, inch, inch, inch.
Yeah. He's just like emanating a pulse of like evil.
I know, and then you hear the break, you hear.
Nice.
What's up, Podtacular?
I'm so dizzy, my
special name.
It keeps on spinning.
Yeah.
Spinning my head. Ow! It's all spinning. Ow!
So, what would you say to other comic writers out there that are just that are trying to?
I would say, if you have any advice for me, please send it. I'll read everything. I'll be anything you can tell me. I'll be absolutely glad to receive. Thank you.
Wow.
Any hints, any tips would be great.
Here's my Halo 3 wish list. Drive any vehicle that's shown in the game, Phantom, the Pelicans, anything that you've been in the game or that you see in the game, you can drive. Dagger, mine, dual wield almost any weapon. You could give your weapons here to one of your teammates. When you dual wield weapons, you can keep the second weapon. Oh yeah, if they put a little bit of a twist into the story of the arc, like let's say in Halo 3, he dies. More vehicles, ATV with a turret on it, jet ski,
an alien shotgun.
Put Destruction Derby as one of the main games. Expand all the levels. Expand like the campaign mode map. There should be like a bonus objective, like if you kill everybody on the level, you get so many achievement points and stuff like that. More like skulls and campaign mode. Open, like the second part of turf, the multiplayer level.
You'd be able to carry turrets on your back.
You could like shoot whenever you're like driving the vehicle, like a warthog or something, that there's grenades on the ground. You throw a grenade, all the other grenades would just go pop, 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 and then explode in your face. It would also be realistic that for like a warthog, you could run out of gas.
Jim Fenton says, this one time I was playing Hog Wars, I rammed this one guy in his...
I don't know what kind of Hog Wars you're playing there.
Yeah. So I rammed this one guy and his hog flipped and he was thrown out and the hog somehow got caught on my turret. And I had to...
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
A hog got caught on my turret. I ended up driving around Coagulation with a hog on top of mine. Just a while. Oh, God. Until someone grabbed me. And it blew up. And blew up my hog and killed me.
Wow.
You know what? I challenge anyone to read that and not laugh.
I am going to ask you a few questions here.
I'm ready. I have duct taped myself to the seat.
Immediately. Who is your daddy? What does he do?
I'm a copy idiot.
My daddy's name is Harry. And oh wait.
Stop whining,
Harry.
Stop whining. You like discipline.
So is Arnold Schwarzenegger doing my interview, or?
Well, JVB is pretty much the equivalent of Arnold.
I believe he is. Because
I can play Maria Shriver or something.
Do it, Maria.
Here you go.
Yeah, but then I'd have to like get cheekbone implants.
Big ones, big ones.
Have to give JVB all of your money and.
Yeah, and then I'd have to become a Republican and I'd have a problem.
Then
I
have to get freaky.
I'm not getting
freaky. That's crazy. Maria Shriver, she's freaky.
Okay. Well, at least we have that in common.
We're going to kind of cool it on the spelling errors a bit. I mean, we'll mention them when they're hilarious, but we're not going to mention every single one. But we do reserve the right to make fun of you if you make an error in your spelling, so...
Well, I mean, we'll do it if, like, they misspell bomb like wiener. Because that would be freaking hilarious, but, you know, like, I armed the wiener. As I grabbed the wiener, I moved to the enemy base.
Well, the BFMA 360 project was buying Fumo A360. So, it was a fundraising that we decided to do, just to thank Fumo for, you know, all the hard work, all the endless hours of podcasting, you know, and doing everything throughout the whole year putting up with us.
A lot of sacrifice.
Yeah, all the sacrifice and, you know, endless hours that he could have spent with his wife and doing, you know, things. But for the love, you know, of the game and the community, he, you know, chose to spend, you know, with us working on this. So this is just a little bit, you know, of the appreciation that we can show him for everything that he's done for us. So we, you know, created the BFMA 360 project, which was, you know, the slogan was pretty much, I could say, Fumo, here's 360 for your 360. So,
So we didn't get that, but we ended up getting him a gift certificate at Blockbuster for some popcorn.
You know, it's close enough.
I see what JVB's saying. He's saying, well, what if it's kind of like a lightsaber or whatever? You know how when you turn the sword on, like in all the...
Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is, right?
Yeah, so you'd like get behind that still if it was like that. Yeah, if it was just a handle.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, because before in Halo 2, you know, you always hit it in places unknown. But now, I mean...
What? Oh, there it is.
But... Dude, you farted the sword away to the enemy, man! Sorry.
It's easier to duck down and crawl now. Whew. Oh,
and super bounce.
the guy's like crouching down the corner. Hey, what are you doing? Getting the sword out, dude.
Put it in sideways. Oh. Having a tough time.
Yo, dude, this rocket launcher's big, man.
Oh, it's like, Chappelle, get rockets. I don't want to again. It's your turn.
Pick up the rocket. Hell no. Fell from?
I fell for that one time. I'm not doing that again. Don't break the rock, yo.
So does this present an unbalanced advantage for the person flying, or is there something that counters that?
A little bit. On a few of the maps, they have super weapons, basically.
I swear, I did not.
What in the world was that?
Why was that?
Somebody's in trouble.
Ignore the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, that was classic, dude.
Please don't tell me.
Mommy, I swear that was me. I didn't pee on the toilet seat.
Mom, I said give me my mother effing chocolate milk.
Maybe I'll start over. Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So, that's the thing, you know? It's like, it's hardcore. It's not like, it's not like Far Cry where you can just, like, use your controller to
create maps. You got 10 minutes, and you're done.
You got 10 minutes, and you're done.
Yeah. Man, space. 10 minutes.
Oh. Come on, Gary, what is this?
Busted.
Okay.
Dude, the whole world is gonna hear that, man.
No one's gonna edit that out.
Hi, Mom.
Hope you know that. Okay.
That was classic, dude. We're gonna make fun of you forever, that one.
Yes.
Like we already did yesterday?
No, you got 9 minutes and 30 seconds. Oh, yeah. Hey, before we wrap up, let's talk about the Halo PC clan for Pawtacketer, because we have our own Halo PC clan, right?
We do.
Yep.
You and me.
Yeah.
How's that work, real quick? How can people sign up and get started in that?
Just head on over to the forums, post there, and we will get you a position in the clan as soon as possible.
And please read the frequently asked questions page before you sign up and say that you don't have a mic or Skype.
Oh, worst possible.
Good God!
Oh my!
That's good. Dude, where the hell did we get off talking about that? LOA Revelation,
I know, right?
Is from Legion of the Apocalypse, right?
Yes, sir.
G- Can you tell us a little bit about that for the people? I think we had someone from Legion of the Apocalypse on before.
We had him here. We had him on the show before.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually my second time on the show. I'm glad that I made such an impact.
I'm sorry, yeah. Because there was an LOA before. Is the LOA thing, you know, yeah, sorry.
Well, I saw an episode on Xbox Live of the Tunicorn where they were trying to... They were sleeping under a tree to see one, and the guy forgot his name. He kept eating the candy off the tree.
Fergie Futchog?
Yeah, there you go.
I love Fergie Futchog.
Okay.
I didn't like the fudge hogs. They just kept picking fights with everyone.
Okay, I got a story about a fudge hog. When I first started.
Oh, man. Save us. Spare us the story of the fudge hogs, man.
No. Okay. There we go.
I love Fergie Fudge.
Is it from that movie Deliverance, dude?
Now let me hear you squeal.
Okay, so when you first start Viva Pinata, what you're gonna want to do is, like, you're gonna want to, you know, like, try and make this, like, pinata utopia where all of them can, like, run free and you have, like, all of these, like, interloping species. Well, that ain't gonna happen because, first of all, if you, like, don't, like, put them in these concentration camp, like, fences, they won't reproduce because you can never get them to go where you want them to.
Oh, okay.
So after a while, you just kind of figure out, you know, keep maybe one or two species and, like, gate them off, like, in the middle.
So it was like the Playboy Mansion for pinatas.
Yeah, but I mean, at first when you do it, you're going to have, like, you're going to, like, try and make this utopia of 10 different species. I had a fudge hog come in, and I named him Rumple Big Bud. Okay. And I put all these...
There's a lot of fudge in that big butt.
I put all these accessories on him, and I made him look kind of like a girl a little bit.
Oh.
I love that fudge hog. And then the sour pinatas came in, and they made him sick, and he died.
No!
And it was at that point that I figured out that I couldn't make a utopia anymore. I'd have to, like, play the game seriously.
Oh, my God, why?
I don't...
You know, I
don't believe in pinata love anymore. Rumble,
come back!
I thought that they would think that this would be hilarious, you know? This is funny. And they were so generally confused. Like, why does he have a tutu?
I need a tutu.
I don't understand why he has a tutu.
Why does this muscular man have a
machine? I don't know counseling. Anything about the human anatomy.
I did have my tutu. Does mean that daddy will take my tutu and go to my ballet classes?
Mommy, he's smuggling plums.
For those older folks who know what that means. That's what the X button is for.
Press it.
Damn.
That's what it's for. Press the X button for finger cuffs.
Oh, man. For those younger members in our audience who have no idea what that means, we'll keep it that way.
Don't ask your parents.
Mommy, what's finger cuffs?
Yeah, don't ask your mom with your dad around. It could create some really awkward stuff. A marriage could end.
Well, Jimmy, if you'd like to see a pair.
Oh.
No.
Oh, man.
For me, I got into podcasting, I think, for the same reason that everybody did, which is I heard that you could get laid.
So there you have it. Some of the best moments from the last 25 episodes. And here's to another 100 more, another 1,000 more. As long as Halo's around, we'll keep it going. So that's it for me. I'm out of here. And we'll catch up with you next time. Peace.
All right, well, thanks, Captain Crook. Appreciate it. And
yeah, that was some funny audio there.
Definitely. Well, it's about that time for the Podtacular Awards. LT Red Team on our forum set these up. Algebra Cal, why don't you start off with the
with the first award that we have here that people voted on the forums.
Okay, Fumo. The best custom game is voted on by the forumers is the Murder Mystery game.
Cool. Nice. That was actually quite an inventive custom game.
Yeah, that was the one where...
I still say...
Wasn't that... Can somebody explain that one?
Yeah, someone explain that one, because...
I have no idea.
We read it.
I think, yeah.
I know it had something to do with people not knowing who... Kind of like
I think it's
Juggernaut.
Like Clue.
Yeah, yeah. And you had to figure out who was the person to go after and...
Yeah.
Stuff
I think
like
it was
that,
like, and you can't kill unless you're the like killer in the murder mystery.
Like, yeah. And, the host picks somebody, and then that picked guy goes and tries to kill everybody before they can find out who.
So he's trying to kill people while nobody else is looking, which is kind of tricky. Anyway, sounds really cool.
Do you have to mod a candlestick into that?
Yeah, man. You got to put the rope, the wrench.
Painkiller's job.
And of course,
you're gonna want us a candlestick.
Okay, the next award we have is for guest appearance. I guess you could put that. This goes to the individual who was voted the best special guest, and that award goes to our very own Brent Gamer.
All right,
with his creative customs and call-ins.
Yes, absolutely.
And the only guy that can rival JVB's voice and deepness.
And he's only like 10 years old. That's unbelievable.
10 years old.
Yeah.
He's only 2 and a half.
He can like, he's about 14.
Yeah. I know, right?
So, yeah, congratulations, Brent. Let's see, Painkiller, you want to keep us going here?
All right, next is the best call-in award. It's awarded to Clutch for his Christina Aguilera song.
Which was quite disturbing, yeah. But
yes, it was.
Congratulations. Out of all the songs he picked, he had to pick...
Ain't no other man!
Going.
Yeah, I know, right? He knew all the words and everything, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Bad images.
Wow.
Bad images.
I just picked him, like, with... Never mind. Yeah, I'm a game.
Oh man, I was like, you picture him like that? Do you really?
Bad images.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't be picturing him like
the room with his pink razor.
Oh, since you have these disturbing images, Algebra Kyle, why don't you go next?
Okay, yeah, sure, no problem. The number one Halo 3 request, which was pretty much in every episode, was thoughts. Personally, I don't want them because they're just, it's useless. That's just my opinion.
Not necessarily. You can use them for practice purposes and stuff like that.
Yeah, but
for a lot of things.
It's going to take a long time, and that's going to take a lot of space to just be like, okay, are the bots going to be able to shoot back, or are they just going to be dummies?
Yeah. Hold on, I just caught a cramp.
Take your time, man.
I just caught a leg cramp.
Rub it out, you know.
Man. Damn.
Walk it right.
Up. Yeah, it went away. Right in my hamstring, yeah.
You want me to
that's
rub you down,
when
man?
You get
you
old.
Right?
No, that's
you
okay.
Don't
that's
be
okay.
Alone?
Mike the masseuse. No, but like, for example, like, you can set bots to different skill levels. Like, if you want real easy bots, you can set them to the JVB level.
Or worse, Fumo.
If you want amazing MLG proneness, you gotta set it to the Algebra Cal level.
No, they said amazing MLG proneness.
Oh, my mistake, yeah.
Oh, and, before we go on, since we're talking about MLG, they recently released the dates for the 2007 season, and it's all East Coast, baby.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cool.
Great. All right, so who, Gemini, you want to do the best contributor there?
Yeah, I'll do it. I guess the vote of the best contributor for Podtacular would be Captain Crunk.
Yes, sirree, Bob.
Ooh, go Crunk. Spending all your time fixing that site.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a busy guy. He has a family, and he still finds time to keep Podtacular.com going, you know?
We should pay him.
I'm so glad he got rid of that old avatar, though. Happiness.
Yeah, that was freaky, man. He had, like,
I like that avatar.
Yeah, that was from House of a Thousand Corps. But also, there was a lot of contributors, so even though your name wasn't nominated, you're not forgotten. So, you know, congratulations to everybody. Ah!
Did you say something, Jim Wise? I forgot.
I don't even remember who won the contributor anyway.
Oh, burn.
Just kidding.
Too much something, Gemini. Too much something.
Yeah, need
to cut back on it a little. Spend a little more money on something.
It's called Crank.
Oh, man. All right. Next award here.
Yeah. Go ahead, JB.
Gemini, you take it.
Yeah, you take it, Fumo.
Oh, okay. You haven't said one.
Let's see. I get to do the biggest pest, I guess. And that would be...
Very according.
Desaney. Congratulations, Desaney. You are the biggest pest as voted by your peers.
I'm not sure if that's, like, a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, I know.
Sonny, like the water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, why is he the biggest pest? Do any of you know?
They're like, we don't know why. He just is, all right?
I know. He
don't
just
ask
is.
These questions.
He just is.
No. I'm sure he's a very nice person.
All right, so the next one is Fox Holo. Fox Holo. I guess it's best tale from the foxhole.
Right.
And that one goes to when the warthog got stuck on the tracks in Terminal. Oh.
And then they had to abandon ship.
Oh, yeah, that was on it. That was the one where they were, like, going for the base, and they got stuck, and they were trying to get out, and they all got, quadruple killed by the freaking train.
They had, like, the enemy guy jump in and be like, oh, I'll be your hostage.
Oh, yeah.
Drive me around.
All right. Next.
Anybody? Anybody?
The greatest Fumo moment from the past 100 episodes, maybe. When Fumo got his 360.
Yes, why don't you tell us a little about that there, Fumo Jive, your reactions.
Oh, man, I was totally amazed. In case you guys are kind of new to the show, some key people at the Podtacker community got together and pooled some money and bought me a 360. And they all did it, you know, in like, super secret
behind
my
back
and everything. Yeah. And it was like, cloak and dagger going on there. And it's funny because Dialpex almost slipped one time and told me about it, but he ended up, like, making up some story
about it
instead.
Yeah, that was awesome.
About
a cooking.
He was like, you know, he was
saying something
about, like, I got the 500 for, do we got the rest or something? And I was like, what? And he actually pasted a instant. He typed an instant message in the wrong window, so he made something up about it. It was funny.
But, yeah.
But yeah, but dude, I was just blown away, man. I we recorded the following show, I was talking all about it and everything. My wife took a picture as soon as I opened the envelope and I was like, oh, just in the
Tell us about the card.
Oh yeah, man. A lot of people signed the card, you know, cause like oh yeah, that too. On the front, I like opened this and I was like, what's this? I opened this card and on the front it just says it says grassy ass, and it's like a cartoon ass with a bunch of grass growing out of it. It's like, yes.
And then to
and
top
for those
it off,
of you that, and okay, for those okay. of you that, and for those of you that don't speak Spanish, gracias means thank you.
Exactly, and the best thing was, he was so proud of his Xbox 360 that he put it on top of his pet house.
Dude, that's my entertainment center. What are you talking about, man?
It was all tilted and everything. Slanted.
What is your Blu-ray player?
No,
this cat was like, yo, man, my
my house is it's too hot.
Yeah, cat needs a heater, man.
Fire.
He gets cold really easily, right? Jeez.
Well, I was kind of mad because I thought Fumo was only supposed to buy a core system, and then turns out, you know, he picks up the premium. And so,
well, I almost bought it. I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Because that's all I have is a core system, you son of a...
I know.
Well, I almost said screw this and just bought a PSP instead, but...
You should have saved it for a PS3.
Oh, backstab, what are you talking about? Backstabber.
Backstabber. All right, so let's go to the next one, and this one is a very funny one. All right, since nobody's going to take it, I'll take it. It's the best joke. The best joke goes to, your mom ate the Halo 2 ending and left us all hanging. Oh, that's a fat mama.
LOL.
LOL.
Wow.
My favorite Halo 2 joke has to be, your mom is so fat she went into matchmaking said all 16 slots were filled.
Ah!
I know. Dude, that was probably my favorite, too. That was so funny.
Oh, man. Who actually... Who...
I don't even know who sent that in. Joke yeah, to he us. Didn't.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, well.
Well, and he knows who he is, so congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, guy whose mom ate the ending of Halo 2 and left us all.
Yeah, you'll get your award in the mail in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Yes, exclusively signed can of cream corn by me and Fumo Jive.
Oh, what about the cake? You didn't want my cake instead of creamed corn.
Delicious and nutritious. Well,
you have creamed corn in cake.
Cream corn exactly. Cake. Well, we got
is in the cake.
Cake filled with corn.
Speaking of cakes, we have the best clan.
They take the cake.
You see how it
hey, good, yeah.
Into one another. Yeah,
yeah. Hey. After all. I was trying to make that totally unrelated, but you totally screwed it up, man. Thanks.
Nah,
I'm sorry. Gemini. Is how dare you have logic? Anyway,
I'm sorry. I have segue skills. I'm sorry.
Ah.
Well, onto the same thing that I just said. The best clam, which is Podtacular Rec B. Congratulations. In case you guys don't know, we have
we have
up to Rec F, right?
Yeah, we have Rec F and then we have the pros.
Nice.
And then we have Podtacular pros, so
congratulations. Personally, Rec I have B. to disagree with this. I have to go to Rec C because that's my home clan.
Well,
but
you are overruled by Wolf. The Podtacular community.
Infection Wolf, you guys have done a great job with Rec B.
Cool. Congratulations, the Infection.
Yeah.
Ooh, can I get this next?
Of course.
The best moderator is a tie between my brother Stooch and the Pod TV editor Renegade N.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Renegade. Brothers.
Is your brother or brother from another mother?
None of them are American.
He's the brother from another mother.
Okay. Just check. Cool.
Oh, man. All right.
PK, man.
All right. The best party leader is going to Jay Burton.
No disagreements there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Most active member goes to our very own Painkiller, 05.
Like thank Academy.
he created 20 different accounts and then just voted for himself. That's how he won.
Which explains why he's the most active member.
You look at it, they'll all have to do with painkillers. It'll be like pain aspirin 05.
And we have
aspirin.
And we have the funniest member, which is Brent Gamer. Dude, he wins too. He wins
Brent Gamer.
Best guest and funniest member.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Brent got a 2-4.
Yes. Congratulations there, Brent.
You'll be receiving another copy of Viva Pinata for your gaming pleasure. Just walk over to GameStop, bring $60, and or go to your local game store and just be like, yeah, I got a copy of Viva Pinata. Can I please take it and give them the $60 and walk home?
He's going to get a special Fudge Hog edition.
Aww.
Man, I think that's what was his
Fudge Hog?
Oh man.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Rumple Big Butt.
Yeah, that was it.
Rumple Big Butt the Fudge Hog.
Awesome. All right, so we also had a segment. Sorry about that. Well, not a segment, but we also have some of our members who wrote in and kind of made some predictions of the future of Halo and Podtacular. And first gentleman to write us here was Tyler, and he says, I keep having the weirdest things happen whenever I listen to Podtacular. I was listening to an episode where JBB made a reference to... Whoa, what happened to my screen here? There we go.
You made a reference to what happened to your screen?
Yeah, yeah. You never heard of that movie? Okay. So,
Painkiller, why didn't you hack his computer? Using your C++ skills.
Go ahead,
so he said, he said I made a reference about the movie Click with Adam Sandler. And he says that it just so happened that in his living room, they were playing the movie Click. And he says there was another time he came home from Fred Meyer, where he had bought a few movies and started to listen to Podtacular. And right as he began to open the movie, I made another reference to Super Troopers, which is a hilarious movie. And it just so happened to be that he was holding that particular movie in his hand at that exact moment. So he goes, what does it mean? I don't know. But it was strange. I have some sort of connection to Podtacular through the Force, I guess. Anyway, I just thought you might like to hear what I had to say. Great podcast. Keep on fragging trucks.
That means that JVB is stalking you and the podcast is recorded live. And he's saying that just because you're doing it.
So what is Fred Meyer? Is that some kind of electronic store or something? Or
I have no idea. I never heard
of it. So.
Like, is that
it
like
a guy one of his friends?
It's a guy in a Buick.
Super Trooper, $20.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
he's got a trench coat on, and he's just like, I got Super Troopers and Gia.
And he's dressed like Mr. G pants.
Yeah, it's he took a paintbrush and just painted Fred Meyer on the side of his truck.
Oh man!
All right,
Somebody take the next one.
I'll do it, Logan. Gemini, you can take it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Logan Payne says, "Marathon, not the game, not the battle, not the running, but the listening." A while ago, I listened to all episodes of Podtacular in order, and I finished episode 72. It nearly killed me. 28 episodes later, I hope you'll be able to remember me in episode 100. Fumo and JBB, thank you for the podcast, and wherever Spellcheck is, I want to thank him too. Podtacular kept me liking Halo 2, and it's probably the only reason I kept playing the Halo 2 disc after annoying brats and modders just made me fed up with Halo 2, because whenever you're in a game with the Podtacular community around you, could be losing horribly, but it's still so much fun.
Absolutely, I agree with
that. Yeah, it is.
Ooh, so now we just make fun of them in the IRC.
I've heard those. You make horrible, horrible puns.
Hey, why don't you tell us a little bit about the IRC there, Painkiller?
Yeah.
The IRC is basically the Podtacular chat room where you can talk to a ton of people at once.
Nice, nice.
In text, I guess.
In text?
Mm-hmm.
People who really control it are me, Quality Jeverage, and Jay Burton.
Cool, cool.
Sometimes Fumo, when he decides to opt himself.
Drops by to say hello and then bye.
I don't know what to do with it, though, when I'm an operator in there. I'm always like, okay, I'm an operator.
You can just, like, randomly kick people. No one can do anything about it.
Yeah, but why? Haha, I can kick you. Okay.
I am the Kickinator. All right.
Well, let's move on. Got one from General Jackass. He says, I just want to say this is my favorite podcast ever. It's got personality. I've been a loyal listener since episode 33 and want you guys to keep going until there's nothing else to talk about in the Halo universe, which probably will have no end. Thank you to everyone at Podtacular for Fumo and JVP, to all the guest hosts that have been on the show. It's been a pleasure listening. Well, thank you, General Jackass.
Yeah, thank you for your support.
And to your whole family, too.
The whole Jackass family.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Next.
Don't be shy. All right.
I'll get it. Ironic Pear says, in the future, what would be really cool is if eventually everybody from Podtacular, the fans, the community, the staff, and the moderators, all to come together and meet somewhere in the United States. I know this isn't fair to people in other countries, but if you look on the map on the right side of the website, most of the viewers are in the U.S. I think it would be really cool to meet everyone and see people. We could discuss Podtacular, Halo, other games, and have a giant land/pizza party. It seems a little far out. I think it would be cool. Thanks, and keep on fragging trucks. Think of the future. Is that the same guy?
Yeah, yep. He just continues on. He actually sent in another email as it started over as if he hadn't sent the first one, but go ahead.
Okay. Also says, I think of the future, I would like to see more Pod TV and Halo news. I don't know if this is possible with the same guy who used to make them, but if we could get a new staff working on that, it would be a lot of fun. I like the Halo news and the legendary walkthroughs a lot, and I think they really benefit the community. Thanks. Keep on fragging dainty afro.
You know, if any sponsors are listening and they want to, you know, reward us for episode 100 and, you know, create some sort of festival where the Podtacular community can meet up. I mean, we could have an annual Podtacular meet. I mean, that'll be beautiful, Bungie. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that.
Something tells me you're like kind of giving a hint there of some subtle variety. I don't know.
We could all just get together and rush Bungie.
Yeah, if you can get in.
Yeah, good.
But
luck.
If anybody can do it, it'll be Podtacular.
Right.
All right. So who's next?
Oh, the casualties.
Okay.
Somebody read. All right. Harry.
Ultima says, we are a big community out there, but everyone is starting to lose interest in Halo 2 topics. I think once Halo 3 and Halo Wars comes out, we will get flooded with new members and old. The two games, let alone, will give us at least 20 new ideas for podcasts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. And all that stuff is around the corner. So everyone be patient. There's going to be a lot to talk about.
Right. At least 20 things.
Yes, at least 20.
At least.
Hopefully
not for
more.
Nothing, but me and Fumo, we talk every week, man. Last 2 days has been like, right, nonstop.
A couple times, yeah.
It's like, one more thing, man. I mean, we're always like trying to, you know, find ways to make things interesting for you guys. So,
yeah.
You know, be patient, and it's a little dry spell. So
and stick around
for. Expect it.
For obviously, I mean, I know we've said this before, but real quick, I want to say it again. Once Halo 3 comes out, we will be all Halo all the time. We will no longer be, you know, having shows that like we're trying to talk about other stuff in the meantime. I mean, we might have a few segments here and there, but generally, every show is going to be talking about Halo. So rest assured,
absolutely.
The Halo Universe podcast will be the Halo Universe podcast on every show once that comes out.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
All right. So Joe Jr. 1138. He says, well, I may have started with PodTac in episode 50 or so, but man, it's good to see a good podcast last this long. Here's to episode 100. Keep on fragging trucks or keep trucks fragged. Okay. Keeping the Halo dream alive. P.S. I'd love a clan invite, but the forums don't work for me. So can help out. I'm a good player. Absolutely, dude. You just contact the right person. And we're always, you know, looking to bring in good people. Even if you're not good in Halo 2, doesn't matter. We welcome everybody.
You can be on JBB's team.
Exactly. That is. I'm not in a rec clan. I'm more on like Podtacular reject.
Speaking of reject,
there's only one member, and that's me. So
wow,
I'm lonely.
You're actively recruiting.
Yeah, absolutely. I need help.
Podtacular depression clan.
All right. The emo division.
Ron Reed.
I'm Ron Reed.
Podtacular Prozac division.
Team Prozac.
Team Prozac in the house.
Coming at you.
Rock. I'm really happy.
Oh, that was perfect.
All right.
I need a bottle.
Oh, man. All right, so somebody do Fiery Acorn.
No way.
I'll do it,
he's got diseases.
In the future, Poddagger will become even more popular as word spreads about the show through the gaming community. There will be more listeners and more people playing Halo 2 / Halo 3 online. Lastly, Halo 3 will become the king of Xbox Live and strike down any other game that even thinks about challenging it. It will smote them on the mountaintop, saith the Lord.
At least until Gears of War 2 comes out.
Not.
Yeah, then it'll smote Gears of War 2.
That's right.
Who wants to be smoted? I got plenty for all of y'all.
Strike right. down the pondy. All right. Painkiller, you want to take Red Channel?
Alright. Red Channel says, I really hope that the Potagula community grows, and more importantly, I hope that the audio improves. I hope that the Potagula community will help make playing Halo 3 worthwhile from the time it's released until the end of its lifespan.
Well, excuse me.
More importantly than the Potagula community growing, improve the freaking audio, you guys.
I like the way he just threw that one in there.
Yeah, really.
A little aside there. Yeah, can we get some new hosts? And by the way, I love Halo.
It's like sliding a note under the door, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It'll be great if the hosts were replaced. I absolutely love Pateco.
This show would be great if it was about Viva Pinata and had different hosts and was on the PS3. And...
Yeah. All right, sorry about that, Painkiller.
But weekly events on Xbox Live are encouraged, and also more interviews, but not too much. But my biggest wish is for Potagula to get that hardcore feeling back like he did in the old days, and Halo 2 is fairly new. Congrats on the episode 100, guys.
Thank you very much, Red Channel.
Hey, we're with you, man. We want it to be back to where we're talking about competitive tips and things like that, and we're going to be there. We're planning on it. We've got a lot of big plans for Potagula.
Absolutely.
Future's so bright, man.
It is bright. You know, I mean, it's been a year. It's been 100 episodes. So, I mean, the game is 2 years old. So, you know, next generation is here. People are starting to discover, 360. So, I mean, it was inevitable that this was going to happen. But, I mean, the community is just keeping everything going. So, as long as we're still getting new members. All right, so some guy named Painkiller, I don't know, he sent. We could skip him if we want. I'll take this one. Painkiller05, he says, I can see lines of Halo 3 buyers going around the block. I can see the number of listeners triple as people get back into the Halo community. With Halo Wars and Halo 3, Podtacular will be able to, I don't know why there's an F, will be able to run no longer as a Halo community, but a true Halo Universe community. Not only will we have Halo 3 tournaments, but we will also hold Halo War tourneys. In the end, I think Fumo may want to start looking for new staff members for these future groups, ASAP. Yeah, that's one game we don't talk a lot about because we don't have any information. But Halo Wars, it's under the radar right now because Halo 3 just overshadows everything. But there could be some potential there with Halo Wars, so I can't wait to find out more information about it.
Yeah. Well, we're probably not going to see it until 2008, though, right?
Something like that.
That's right. Yeah.
Halo Wars coming in 2025.
You'll get a Molnar armor if you pre-order now.
He's so awesome.
All right.
I guess I can do Silent Ghost.
Yeah, we'll split this up.
All right, cool.
It's just three pages long.
Jeez, it is. Okay. it just keeps scrolling and scrolling. What's up, Potagula? Congrats on reaching the 100th episode. But the real reason I'm writing is to say the real future of Potagula. So enjoy.
Thank you.
Fumo Jive will make Potagula so famous that we will have over a million listeners and members. He will also frag so many trucks that we will have to develop a new way how to transport products and goods. Let's see. Fumo wife will become so good at Halo 2 that she will enter MLG and own Walshy, Ogre 1, Ogre 2, Karma, etc.
Wow. That'll be the day, man.
That's awesome. JBB will take over Arnold Schwarzenegger's acting role. I'd rather see him as Governator. We'll do another one here. One more. Quality Gibberage will make the weekly port so popular that it will later be published and will be the best-selling comic book of all time.
It's not already.
Brent Gamer will get a career in comedy and will later become the next Dane Cook. Iopex will enter the MotoGP with all of his motorcycles and become a multi-millionaire. Hyphex, Infection X, will get banned from Xbox Live for standbying, and I will finally get a break from him blue screen killing me all the time. Just kidding. He honestly doesn't really cheat. And I'll take the last one. Painkiller will take over Bill Gates' job as a computer programmer and become the richest person in the world. I think I'm better stay in touch with you there, Painkiller. All right.
Because that's what Bill Gates does. He programs for all of Microsoft.
Yeah, yeah, he's a programmer. All right, who's taking the next batch?
Gotta pay the rent, man. let's see, Cow's Rule says, he says Cow's Rule will get a contract with MLG FFA team and become better than Karma. Wow.
Whoa.
Stooch will meet Jessica Alba and they'll both get married and live happily ever after. That guy's crazy about Jessica Alba, man. He has pictures of her all over his form signatures and stuff.
Yep.
Vote for JR will become the new president of the United States and bring peace throughout the world. It's actually a goal of his. He's, what, like 12 years old or something like that? He's like, I will become president.
Yeah, we got 20 more years before that happens.
Goal. We'll see. Dalwiz and Reaping Ravens' voices will become so deep that they will only be able to be heard by elephants. I think they have unusually high voices right now, right?
So in other words, he's going to be Tarzan.
They're like, that's not funny, you guys. Come on, man. Leave me alone.
Oh, man.
Let's see. We got some more.
All right,
guys want to continue?
Go ahead, Painkiller.
Is it fun?
All right. Chemo will become a professional artist, and his artwork will be displayed in museums throughout the world.
Nice.
Salmonator and the Oompa Loompa will open their own Canadian shop and make the best Canadian bacon ever.
Nice. Oh, man. And Philip the Moose is going to be there.
Chevelle will live in fear as Riz Pueblo will try more and more desperate attempts to get Angie to marry him.
Ah, okay, that must be an insider joke.
Yeah, that's an insider one there.
G. Lewis will get so obsessed with Rainbow Six Vegas that he will later use the tactics of the game coach he used to try and rob all of the casinos.
So we're going to see G. Lewis in America's Most Wanted.
And for me, well, I don't care what happens to me. All I know is that when I'm 40, I will look back to my days in Podtacular and smile, knowing that we are one big, big happy family.
Aww.
Thank you very much.
How come nothing bad happens to anybody?
I know. Nobody's
not
like
one person,
homeless.
Yeah,
anything?
Not one person addicted to crack or anything. Or...
Well, Gemini Ace gets strung out on crack and yeah.
Yeah, let me throw that one in there,
Ace Eraser 195. I don't know if that's a typo, but it's written twice. Because I've been tuning in for the past 90-some episodes, and I think it will only get better from here. With Halo 3 and Halo Wars on the way. Wards.
Okay. Halo Wards.
I had it. Halo Wards.
It's this part of the hospital that has halos in it.
Where they send the dead people.
Where they treat half-exploded Ring World.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So he says, Halo Wars coming out later this year. The hype will feed the show like wildfire. The past 100 episodes have been great. Let's hear for another 100 episodes. It's going to be tough, but we can do it.
Yeah.
By golly, we can do it.
Well, let's do a few more, and let's wrap this puppy up here. Got one from T... who says, once Halo 3 comes out, Pawtacker will be the first community challenged by Bungie. Okay. This will cause, I'm not sure what that, like them challenging us instead of us challenging them.
Yeah.
I'm confused. Okay. Well, anyway, this will cause the Pawtacker group to grow exponentially with non-flaming, nice, good Halo citizens. Yeah. The podcast will earn numerous awards for its great quality and content. Fumo Jive and JVB will be co-community members of the year, so JVB won't have his rear end hurt by a trophy graphically used by Fumo.
That was actually Andrew Banjo, but that was quite funny, man.
So weird. Well, he says, keep up the good work and thanks for being awesome.
You're welcome to you. Thank you, guys.
I'll go with the Mythic Elite here. Yeah. I would just like to say that you have done a great job with the podcast and the site. There's always been something about Podtac that has always kept me coming back for, and I realized I come back because it's a great podcast, not to mention a very, very great site. The podcast never gets old or stale to me. I always listen to the new episodes and go back and listen to older ones. It's always as fresh as can be and is extremely funny. I can't say how good of a job you've done with it, especially Cyclonic, who takes time out of his life to edit episodes, and all co-hosts and hosts who take time out of their personal lives to create such a podcast.
Thank you, brother.
The webisode is one of the funniest, the finest I've ever used. The website, I'm sorry. I'm going to insert my own words. The forums and blogs are great, and I find that they're an excellent way to communicate with others. This is one of the reasons I got Xbox Live, because I realized that it was much more than a game, but a fantastic community with lots of great people. I also would like to say that all the forum admins and moderators do their jobs greatly. They always take a balanced approach to things most of the time and help solve problems. The members are themselves a great group to begin with. Good job with the podcast and keep up the great work.
Wow.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Glowing review.
Yes, absolutely. And I guess we could do one more.
Sure.
I personally want to do this one. Chemo 23. Now, some of us know Chemo has had a rough ride with us here and there, but I got to give it to him. He has stuck with us, and he has become one of the more important members in my book of the Pawtacular community. So he writes, "Hey guys, I hope the 100th episode's going well. Just wanted to give you guys a big shout out." Well, he just wanted to give a big shout out to everyone at Pawtacular that has been here since the very beginning and have stayed with us this far. You guys know who you are. I have made my stay 100 and have made my stay 100% enjoyable throughout these 52 weeks of my stay. He goes, "That's right, exactly 1 year. Pawtacular has given me a voice in the Halo community and has given me loads of new friends that I enjoy playing with every day. I know this will go on for quite a while, quite some time. I think in the future we'll see the return of some of our first members and a huge amount of new ones. More forum goodness and more XBL fun, Xbox Live. I would also like to give a special shout out to the art forms, Dr. 120, DMZ, DM 7000, Silent 71, Article GFX, Captain Abuse, Shocky, Denton Cobra, Dino Master, Blank Canvas, Sticky Gerbils, Sticky Gerbils,
yeah man,
and everyone else. You guys have really helped make the art and signature forms the best and most enjoyable and active forms. A big thanks to all of you. He goes, "Also, I'd like to thank everyone that has helped with the 100 episode sound clips, which hopefully will be played before or after this gets read." Yeah, you're very welcome there, Chemo, and thanks for being there for us. And like I said earlier, if you're one of the guys who've had quite a rough ride here, and you've toughed it out, so I give you big ups for that. So
yeah, definitely. I mean, the way I look at it's in the past, it's like, it's been a while back since he was kind of having trouble around the community, but, these days, it's been, he's been for quite a long time, he's been just, you know, really helpful in the community and just real positive about things. And definitely give the guy big props, you know, for sucking it up and kind of fixing things where they need to be fixed. And yeah.
And that's one thing I want to say is that, I haven't been co-host since the beginning. Everybody knows Spellcheck, you know, he was here and then he left. And I was fortunate enough to be, you know, approached by Fumo Jive to take over. But, you know, I've seen, like, the painkillers and the chemos. It's kind of weird. Like, I've seen them mature through the boards and through playing with them on Halo 2. And you know, it's hard for teenagers to stay focused on one thing. I mean, an activity, you know. I mean, a bunch of guys, you know, they meet girls, they meet new friends, and they're like, I'll go play Halo 2 some other day. But they've you know, seem to come back, and they seem to contribute even more. So, you know, it's at least in my book, and I know I speak for Fumo, it's been a pleasure doing, you know, these episodes and going out there, trying to get guests, trying to promote the Podtacular. I mean, I do it for you guys. I mean, definitely, you know, the awards we've won wouldn't have been done without you guys. So,
yep.
You know, thank you very much. You know, you guys have been thanking us. Thank you. I mean, you guys are the reason why we do it.
Yeah, it's you guys' show too. So congratulations to you guys on the 100th episode, telling you, man.
Oh, man. I mean, no, I went to the Crackdown event in Seattle, and people were like, wow, 100 episodes about one game. I mean, we're fortunate that it's, you know, the best game on Xbox Live to this day. But, I mean, other people have tried it, and they didn't have the success, and it all boils down to the community, so.
Yeah.
And I got to give you a lot of props for Mojave, because I know it's tough to stay dedicated for so long. And, you know, the fact that you've been persistent, and I mean, I'm sure there's been days you're like, oh, why am I doing this, you know?
Yeah.
So that kind of dedication, I mean, I guess it rubbed off on everybody else. And, you know, I got to give you all the props in the world. So, you know, big ups to you, man. Buddy.
You got it. I love you, man. All right.
I love you, man.
Oh, jeez. <geez. laughs>
All
right. You're a bunch of girls.
Sponges.
Play a game where you dress up in armor and shoot things.
Nah.
Good point. Good point. Smack some sense into there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Well, hey, JVB, I want to tell you I appreciate you too, man. You've done a lot for Podtacular, and you continue to do a lot, man. You've been out there doing a lot of work, getting guest hosts and just kind of, you know, just promoting the show and stuff, and all you've done is a host, and, you know, all those times, like, where a couple times over where I'd screwed up on a show and had to re-record it and you show up, man. Thank you definitely for doing that, and thank you for continuing to be in the show. It's awesome, man. The show wouldn't be the same without you, I'll tell you that much, that's for sure. All right, well, let's wrap it up here. Send your comments, etc., to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. As you can hear, we've been, you know, just kind of doing all kinds of different things with the format to keep things fresh. And keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show, which might as well just tell them a little bit about, just a taste of what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be
exactly.
The Girls in Gaming show. And we're going to be having a focus on Halo 2 multiplayer and how that goes for girls. So, you know, check that out. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an interesting listen, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're going to have some very special guests. you know, it's definitely an episode you guys want to be interested in. I look forward to doing it myself. So,
yeah,
stay tuned. And you can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Customs and Call-In show.
And be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of buzz around Halo 3, Halo 2 Vista, new Halo 2 maps, and other stuff.
Yep.
Thanks to all the people that contributed to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or the site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us on iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Woot, woot.
Ew. Hey, shout out to Suplonic also, our longtime audio editor who had to bow out recently. We really appreciate what he did for Podtacular. He's probably done like 20, 25 episodes or more. And we really hats off to him.
Yeah, man.
Helmets off. 21 VR salute.
Yeah. You know, good luck with your schooling. Concentrate on that. And you know, we'll always be here for you, buddy. So whenever you're ready to come back, man, all you have to do is say so.
Yeah, we'll definitely always roll out the red carpet for Cyclonic at Podtacular. Well, until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
I'm Gemini Ice.
I'm Pankilo 5.
And Algebra Kyle had to step out, unfortunately, so
All right.
You know, in case people were wondering, why isn't he talking?
He's suddenly stopped.
Oh, yeah, Algebra Kyle, you're here. Oh.
Yeah. He just fell asleep.
Oh, guys, Mike's been muted the whole time.
I totally forgot.
I know, right? Guys, let me talk! Not that he sounds like that.
I wonder why you guys wouldn't respond, man. Alright.
Oh, man.
Keep on fighting trucks.
Keep on eating watermelons.
Get a strip of bacon on them.
Ox, and comics. Ox. Yeah.
And comics. Well, I don't know if you guys remember a little while back, there was a guy that called in on the Customs and Collins show and sang an entire Christina Aguilera song, was like getting into it and everything. Captain Crunk was playing it back, and well, it turns out that guy's called back. And this time, he's got like a special performance for us. So here's some excerpts from that, see what you guys think.
Two, uno. Listen up,
y'all, cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious. By delicious definition, make that boys go loco. They want my treasure so they get their pleasure from my photo. You can see you can't squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't sleazy. I got reasons why I tease you. Boys just coming, go like season, for delicious.
Wow, man, you can sing. Let's get to this one part where he pulls some kind of crazy stuff here.
I'll be chasing. I'll be lacing. It's so chasing. I don't know, make you crazy. To the A, to the STEY, girl, you tasty. T, to the A, to the STEY, girl, you tasty. D, to the E, to the LICIOUS, to the D, to the E, to the hit it for D. Always turn around, always around.
So he goes on and on, forgets some lyrics, rocks out. Don't think he'd do too well in American Idol, but let's see how he wraps it up here.
Some boys on rock, and they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. Four, three, two, uno. Body stays vicious. I be up in the gym just working on my fitness. He's my witness. I put your boy on rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. All right, y'all, that's all for now. Way to go, particularly making it to the 100th episode. And again, it's been Clutch 27. Later.
There's only one thing left to say. Hey guys, this is More Killer Matt. I'm here, and I'm gonna not sing a song, but I'm gonna play a song.
It's been a while.
Since I said I'm sorry.
Hold my head up high. I love the taste. Yeah.
And everything I can remember. Shut up, you guys. I can't stop laughing.
I can't breathe.
You're making me snort.
Aw, man, I pooped through my throat.
Whoa!
Dude, that mic sound hollow, man.
Sound like it dropped into the toilet.